Good evening, folks. Welcome to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. It's Thursday night here. It's the good kind of free range radio. My name's Jeff, your host. Here till 8 o'clock, playing you the roots rock, the country, whatever else we find playing. Yeah, a bunch of that stuff tonight. We are pre-recorded tonight. Couldn't make it down live to the studio, but we're here. And I wanna just make it perfectly clear that I am going to extra effort tonight and recording things the hard way, just so that Stu Reed will shut the hell up about my microphone. Every time I record at home, he whines about how terrible my microphone sounds. I don't know, it sounds good to me. What do I know? We'll see if this shuts him up. Got a new single this week from a new album, actually, called Public Library, from a band that I really like. And it's one of the great sadnesses in my life that I've never seen this band live. And I just hope they come to town so I can change that one of these days. The band is The Burning Hell. Here's a cool kind of retro, kind of shout at the music industry kind of a thing called Men with Hats. Men without hats. It's Men without Hats. Oh, boy. Check it out. Still about the radio.
Clutching a $10 bill in my hand, Sir Johnny's face getting wrinkled and damp. I went down to the mall on Saturday after cartoons. I made straight for the tape store. I knew exactly what to look for. I skipped the candy shop and the clown with the animal balloons. I saw it on the rack with the other new tapes, that baby face with the gap tooth gape, and I grabbed one quick like a pervert in a video store. I was shy, it was my first time, so I joined the girls with the curl bangs in line. And when I got back home, I discovered what my ears were for. That was my first day in the world of pop music, where the sound of a drum or the strum of an acoustic could pop it all open like a blister in the sun. A world where Johnny played guitar and Jenny played bass, and they started a band just to see their face in a magazine, 'cause what else is there to do for fun? Drawing logos of bands on backpacks and binders in the backs of my hands, and writing out lyrics with the help of rewind, pause, and play. Math class flashed past in a blur of zeros, daydreaming about all those musical heroes who never needed numbers to say what they had to say. Meanwhile, I developed an unholy affection for the older girls in the smoking section, with the boots and the buckles and the pins and the circle A shirts. Music was rough, but strangely enough, turned out I liked getting angry and shouting about stuff. I knew the message was meaningful, but though I didn't understand a word. And so I discovered another world of music where the kids are alright, just like the Who said, you count to four, then play the one or two chords you sort of know. Where Hey Ho, Let's Go is a legitimate chorus, and you can search the stacks, thumb the thesaurus, but there's no synonym for rock and roll. I guess I have to think of something to say. So to all the young girls and young guys out there, experimenting with drugs, experimenting with hair, press record on your 4-track, or whatever kids are using these days. It's life or death, but it's also just music. It chooses you, you don't get to choose it. But once you're hooked like a rug or a jaw.
So hats off to Ivan and all the rest of you bands. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to dance. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to sing along. Modern Scientology, the problem with cults, at least according to me, is that it's so hard to see the purpose, meaning, or point in them. And they're never any fun, but still, people keep joining them. If I was a cult leader, my cult would be wicked. We'd find a jam to kick out, and then we'd just kick it. We'd wear the coolest cult robes, and then we'd disrobe each other. We'd never shave our heads or call each other sister and brother. When the compound's rocking, don't come knocking, don't come banging or rattling, cause we're busy getting busy, or just casually rap battling. Drinking cult Kool-Aid straight, a little water, no rocks. You know that I'll drink it too when it's time to kick off. Because my body is mortal, but my rhymes are unkillable. Look at me slide through this song with all its diphthongs and syllables. My lips are quick and slick trick, I got mad skills. It's not making me rich, but hey, it pays the bills. It's true, cross my heart, this is a work of nonfiction. So don't fall apart when I whip out my diction. Because I write all my songs while listening to the Wu-Tang Clan. I learned some tricks from ODB and Method Man. When I'm not rhyming, trying to find time to unwind with the classics of comedy. Though I know those jokes are lame or sick or just downright vomity. But the shiniest apples have the slimiest worms at their core. Don't bother to stop me if you've heard this one before. Is this old chestnut? Is this a real knee slapper? Inside every one of us is a comedian, a co-leader, an amateur rapper. A good one for you.
What's that?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow poo.
Moo. You see, the joke is the cow is always interrupting him. Never mind. I should maybe stick to dead baby jokes. They work every time. It says a lot that we've got lots of them about dead tots or toddlers. But when we see a live one, we don't kill it. We just kiss them or coddler. Now some of my best friends are moms and dads, and they may hate me, but isn't parenting the last refuge of the scoundrel? No, that's patriotism. Anyway, so I see a lot of people. First meeting them, breeding like guppies. My heart goes all down and uppy when I see a little kitten or a little puppy. And I find my heart bursting with red heart-shaped confetti. And I think, maybe I'll get a dog. Then I go, nah, I'm not ready. I couldn't handle the responsibility. Where would I find the time to build my compound, my comedy career, my empire of rhyme? But then I think I'll need a dog if the nuclear holocaust comes. We'd wander the desolate planet, hide in deserted city slums. My dog would warn me. He'd bark if mutant cannibals were attacking us. We'd be bushwhacking, double backing in case those mutants were tracking us. Then we'd finally find refuge in an abandoned nursery school and we'd be alone. I'd light a small fire and my dog would find and chew an unknown mystery bone. We'd wake up in the morning, starving, our lips blue and our ribs showing through. And I'd spy a pack of wild dog puppies and think of trapping just one or two. And my dog would look up at me with those big eyes all sad and gentle. And I'd be like, come on dog, it's the apocalypse, we can't get sentimental. But here's the cherry on the cake. Here is the topper, the capper. Inside every one of us fakes. Beats the red heart of a mother, a father, a trapper, a cult leader, a comedian. And an amateur rapper.
My name is Matthias, I came to say this. I've got a big bushy beard and kissable lips. I carry all my fat in my ass and my hips. The rest of me is skinny as a stick. My mom was hip and miniskirted. She was raised as a Catholic, but then she converted. She loved my dad's religion, she loved him too, and that's how I was born a Jew. Buffalo, but my dad, he decided that they had to go, 'cause the Vietnam War would not be good for his health, and that's how I was born in the Commonwealth.
Where we're born and when we die, we can't control that, and life in between is just war and combat. There are targets you can shoot for, mines to submit, but most of life is a
Peg, but leaving is living if you just use your legs. 'Cause everywhere is nice if you drink enough beer. So some days I'm there, and some days I'm here. Oh, but it's not about sowing my wild oats or whatever, 'cause I sowed my oats when I was young and I thought I was clever, and my oats all rotted in the field where they lay. So I'm oldest and unemployed these days. But I have a ukulele, I have a guitar, though I don't have a house or a kid or a car. I'd like to keep it that way for as long as I can, but you know what they say about the best laid plans.
Where we're born and when we die, we can't control that, and life in between is just war and combat. There are targets you can shoot for, minds to circumvent, but most of life is an accident.
And an accident is something that you don't plan. It's like the Y chromosome between a woman and a man. One day I might get hit by a bus or get cancer, but right now all I am is a fabulous dancer. So dance with me, baby, put your hands on my hips, kiss my aforementioned kissable lips. Wherever we are, baby, that's where we're at. My name is Matthias, and I came to say that.
I got a little carried away there with the Burning Hell. That was My Name is Matthias from the album Flux Capacitor. That was my first Burning Hell record, and I loved them ever since I heard that one. Especially love the song we heard before that, Amateur Rappers. Remember hearing that one for the first time on CKUW and just being blown away by it. That's from their album People. And from the new record Public Library, we heard Men Without Hats. There's more great stuff on that record, including a great one called F the Government, I Love You, which is pretty clever as well. We'll play you some more Burning Hell, but how about we stay a little witty and kind of acoustic-y, bluegrassy, and fun? The guys here at the station, Jared and Michael, they love this guy, and I can see why. I'm starting to really dig it. This is a brand new record called Circle Round the Signs. This guy's name is Al Scorch. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
So high just to fall so far, and it's always the good ones that die. And when they leave, it gets so damn dark, I like the lights fell out of the sky. And I wish heaven was a train we all could ride, together forever, my dead friends and I. We'd sing as we cross the great divide. I love you 'cause you're perfect, and the only thing I'd change is that you could come back to me and we could be together again. And I love you 'cause you're perfect, and the only thing I'd change is that you could come back to me and we could be together again. It hangs around a thick dark cloud, it's enough to make a grown man cry. Every time I think that it's alright, it begins to tear my eyes. The cloud did not appear until you died, but it's not the only thing you left behind. And when I think of that, the cloud is pushed aside and it is bright. And I love you 'cause you're perfect,
And the only thing I'd change is that you could come back to me and we could be together again. And I love you 'cause you're perfect. And the only thing I'd change is that you could come back to me and we could be together again. And it's time, 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 time again. We clutch to the living and weep for our family and friends who've met their end. Is this really the end? Will I see you again? I don't know.
Some say I gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. And I hope when I'm an older man, I ain't dreaming the same story about holding this here guitar without any strings. 'Cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love. Tell the ones I belong to, I am treating you. Been afraid, and maybe I'd be better off had I paid. Well, this fighting going on in my head, toss and turn, I mean late in bed, a rest is what I really long for. She stands up in my way and a passion card hits my face and I go down again for the count. Hey. But I know I've seen this scene before, and the character longs for more punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye of a man in my past, and all my life I've been afraid. Your open wind, it was me who put that hole in your side. But I believe that there is an infamy in love's open arms of sanctity. Well, one day I'll be back. Yeah. All my life I've been afraid.
Thank you. write you today my proposal in song. My struggle lies where you are strong. I've wrestled with words for so very long. Line after line, as each conversation was wrung, pinned to the ground, silence won. Started and ended before I'd begun. I'll lend you the blue of my eye and a body still young, the voice of an angel, sweet sound from my guitar and tongue. If you lend me the lines of your years and the ease of your song, inside this bargain we'll both belong. Leonard, please understand, this is only a loan. While I'll be the skin to your bone, I long for sacred hymns of my own. Yes, I'd call to sing you the phone book, that old tired tone, yet onto the fire it's thrown. Were you the author, we'd still take her home. I'll lend you the blue of my eye and a body still young, the voice of an angel, sweet sound from my guitar and tongue. If you lend me the lines of your years and the ease of your song, inside this bargain we'll both belong. Should I kneel and praise the sun, climb your mountain, take a vow of none? Is that where your confidence comes from? Your holy audience of one. No, I've never believed in my soul, no poet my stories untold. I swallow the seeds of them whole while you're still prone. It's late and I really should let you go. You've helped me more than you know, using you as you did her, and that's how it goes. I'll lend you the blue of my eye and a body still young, the voice of an angel, sweet sound from my guitar and tongue. If you lend me the lines of your years and the ease of your song, inside this bargain we'll both belong. Dear Leonard, I write you today my proposal in song.
New stuff there from our old pal Reed Jameson. He's got a new collection of Leonard Cohen covers. It's called Dear Leonard, the Cohen Collection, and there's one original song on it, and that's that. It's called Dear Leonard. Before that, we heard The Small Glories from the album Wondrous Traveler. That's Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards. We heard Had I Paid. And Al Scorch in there as well from his new album Circle Round the Signs. That was Love After Death. We got to take our break. I want to throw in something quick. I finally found this record. It came out in, came out, I guess, both in 1999. And I've been searching for it pretty much ever since. The band at the time, they called themselves Sharkskin. And basically what it was is it's the Odds without Stephen Drake. Basically, after the band broke up, Craig Northey and the rest of the band, they kept jamming together without Stephen. And they made this little instrumental, that's the word I'm looking for, instrumental record, and called themselves Sharkskin. And I've been looking for it ever since. I finally found it. They have it on their website. If you go to oddsmusic.com, you can download this thing. And it's pretty great. It sounds like this. We'll play it. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Hopefully you'll stick with us.